Chapter 3. Molly sat across the desk from him, a small pile of files between them. Jesse picked up the top file, opened it, and scanned the few sheets of paper within. "How's Suit?" Molly shook her head. "Even more boring now that he's married." "Alicia," he said, "how's she doing?" Molly's expression surprised him. "What's that face about?" She said, "I guess Alicia's feeling her oats." "Come on, Molly, this isn't Modern Farmer. What does that mean?" "It's just that she's not the shy, quiet, obedient rookie anymore. She questioned the way a few of the older guys handled some things. They didn't like it much."
"Coming from a woman, you mean?"
Molly didn't answer.
"Or from an African-American woman?"
Hiring Alicia hadn't been a popular move with the Board of Selectmen. Some of it had to do with her race, though Jesse suspected it had less to do with her gender or the color of her skin than budgetary concerns. They would have preferred he take on a retired big-city cop who already had a pension and medical benefits. But Jesse knew that hiring a retired cop came with baggage. He didn't need a cop who had bad habits or thought he was doing paradise a favor. Someone who could walk away the first time things got rough, or he got an order he didn't like. Jesse wanted someone he could train himself, someone who would be committed to paradise. Jesse recognized that the town was changing, that people from Boston were moving in and commuting. He wanted a more diverse force, and for his cops to reflect paradise's future, and not only its past.
"I don't think it's that, Jesse," Molly said. "She's young, and you know how guys set in their ways can get."
"Uh-huh.
I was going to have to tell you anyway, so I might as well tell you now. For the last few weeks, we've been having some trouble with bikers, mostly in the swap."
"Bikers as in biker gangs, like Satan's whores? I can deal with..." She cut him off.
"Not them, Jesse. These were skinhead types. Belligerent, real troublemakers. They went into the scupper and started squawking about how even lily-white places like Paradise were being overrun by mud people and inferior races."
"I've heard it all before. Same song, different day. We had them when I was a kid in Tucson and in L.A. Free speech comes in ugly forms, too. So what happened?"
"Joey the barman phoned it into the station when some of the patrons took exception, and Alicia was in that sector. I sent Suit and Gabe as backup, just in case."
"Good decision. It's what I would have done."
"But when Suit and Gabe saw what was going on, they pulled seniority on Alicia and got between her and the skinheads. I wasn't there, but Gabe says it was getting pretty heated. Sounded to me like they did the right thing by taking charge."
Jesse asked, "You think I need to have a talk with her or with all three of them?"
"That's up to you. Alicia's had a bit of a chip on her shoulder since, but her work's still excellent."
"I'd have that chip there myself if the same thing happened to me, but I'll keep an eye out. Anybody in the cells?"
"One guy, 20-something. Talk about a chip on your shoulder," Molly said. "This guy's got a whole city block on his. Showed up in town a few weeks after you left. Second time we've given him accommodations for the night.
Drunk?
And disorderly.
You charge him?"
"Not officially."
Jesse smiled at her. He knew he'd been right to trust her with his job and his town. And the fact that she hadn't charged the kid only confirmed it. The PPD wasn't about arrests and statistics. It was about keeping the peace and doing right by the people. The truth was that putting someone into the system was a decision not to be made lightly. The justice system was overburdened, and it tended to grind up the people locked behind its bars. As far as Jesse could tell, very few people came out the other end of time in prison better citizens for the experience. It wasn't a popular attitude these days, but Jesse believed a good kick in the ass and a little understanding often worked better than time inside. "I'll go have a talk with him. Name?"
"Cole Slayton."
"We done?"
"You're the chief. Your decision."
"Wise ass," he said, standing. "Time for me to meet Mr. Slayton."
"Good luck with that. Talking with him is like talking to a wall. He's about as charming as you after a bender." Sorry, Jesse. I didn't mean to.
It's okay, Molly. No tiptoeing around about this between me and you. I didn't go to rehab because I drank too much Earl Grey.